Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ti se lahko počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
V tretje gre rado, a ne v Ženevi. Dve leti po klavrnem zaključku mirovnih pogajanj med sprtimi stranmi državljanske vojne v Siriji se vpleteni akterji pod taktirko Organizacije Združenih narodov zopet odpravljajo v Ženevo. Švicarsko diplomatsko središče bo tekom naslednjih 6 mesecev gostilo povabljene delegate in predstavnike Asadovega režima, opozicijskega vrhovnega pogajalskega komiteja, konsolidiranega v Rijadu ter ZDA, Rusije, Irana in Turčije. Mirovna pogajanja, ki naj bi se začela že v ponedeljek, so bila preložena na današnji dan, a tudi danes ni zagotovil, da se jih bodo udeležile vse sprte strani. Kamen spotike predstavljajo predvsem zahteve opozicije, ki želijo zagotovilo vrha OZN, da se pred začetkom pogajanj prekinejo zračni napadi, obleganja in blokade strani režimskih sil. Pojasni Petra Becker, raziskovalka Nemškega inštituta za mednarodne in varnostne zadeve.
It's not likely that the talks will start today because the opposition, the delegation of the opposition in Riyadh, they decided not to come until the United Nations declare that they are honestly starting with delivering humanitarian aid to the Syrian people. This is the third conference in Geneva. The first one was in 2012. It wasn't really a conference where there were direct negotiations, but there was the conference which was launched by the United Nations then and by states who were involved with both sides. And so there was an agreement that there would be a period of political transition and a new constitution and negotiations at the end of the process. And what happened is that the backers of the Syrian regime were not serious in putting this into action. And after there was a new conference in 2014 then, in January as well, in Geneva, and it was also not successful because the Syrian regime was not ready to negotiate about the Syrian about a political transition. They just said they want to talk about terrorism, and they tried to sideline the mainstream of the talks.
Becker v nadaljevanju komentira težave uveljavljanja pogojev prve ženevske konference leta 2012. Omeni tudi obstreljevanje upornikov strani vladnih sil pred drugo ženevsko konferenco leta 2014 z namenom izvajati pritisk nad njimi, da bi sprejeli katerekoli zahteve na novih mirovnih pogajanjih, kar pa se ni obrestovalo.
Whenever there was an attempt to put this Geneva one agreement in force or to have new negotiations, there was military escalation in 2014, just before the negotiations started. The regime started to pummel the areas which were not under the control of the regime anymore by those barrel bombs we heard about during the last year, and to put pressure on the opposition side to accept any solution. This didn't happen, and this was still before developments like ISIS or other jihadi groups were able to gain much ground in Syria.
Ne všečnosti pred začetkom druge ženevske konference leta 2014 so bile tudi vedno večje težave sirskega režima. Pojav Islamske države in ostalih džihadističnih skupin je odnose moči v regiji samo še bolj zapletal.
Geneva 2 negotiations were in January 2014 and ISIS came up in mid of 2014 only. Then in Vienna in October of 2015 there were new talks between the main backers of the opposition and the regime about how can we come to a political solution and how so the new negotiations in Geneva now, the Geneva 3 negotiations are a direct result of these talks in Vienna, and the aim is still a political transition. The envoy for Syria, Mr. Demitura, he decided that there must be more pressure now on both sides to agree to this political transition and to have a roadmap. So his roadmap is political negotiations now in Geneva, and after that within 6 months to have a new government.
Baker pove, da so zdajšnja pogajanja posledica Dunajske mirovne konference, ki je potekala od oktobra do novembra 2015. Cilj pa je še vedno politična tranzicija Sirije v demokratično, pluralistično državo.
Obviously it's difficult to get all the sides together. That's also the case because there are still main differences between Russia and USA. At the same time, there are main differences between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And as long as all the states involved are not pulling into the same direction, it's unlikely that we see any progress.
هذا الغالي ما ينبع هذا دكتوري اني شفت الماني قدونه
Petra Becker, raziskovalka Nemškega inštituta za mednarodne in varnostne zadeve, dodaja, da je težko zediniti vse strani zaradi različnih prizadevanj Rusije in njenega zaveznika Irana ter Združenih držav Amerike in njihove zaveznice Saudske Arabije. Vzrok nasprotovanja pogajanjem strani opozicije je po mnenju Becker tudi pritisk Rusije, ki podpira Asada, da bi imela v delegaciji opozicije svoje predstavnike, kar bi lahko vodilo v neuspeh pogajanj. Islamska država ne sodeluje na mirovnih pogajanjih, vsi so namreč enotni, da je to teroristična skupina, ki jo je treba odstraniti. Druge tako imenovane teroristične skupine pa so v drugačni situaciji. Džabhat al-Nusra, sirska veja Al-Kaide, se bojuje na strani opozicije, ki jo krvavo potrebuje zaradi njenih vojaških sil, Asada pa podpira Hezbolah, militantna skupina in politična stranka iz Libanona, ki jo mednarodna skupnost prav tako označuje za teroristično. Ironično, vsaka stran drugo obtožuje sodelovanja s teroristi, kar močno znižuje možnosti uspešnega zaključka pogajanj. V naslednji izjavi Becker opiše koalicijo, ki se je formirala v Rijadu. Izjave zaradi tehničnih nepravilnosti žal ne moremo predvajati, zato nadaljujemo z offsidom. O sestavi opozicije, njihovih političnih zahtevah ter njihovi reprezentativnosti svoje videnje poda tudi Khaled Jakub Owais, sirski novinar ter gostujoči raziskovalec na prejomenjenem Nemškem inštitutu.
Or veteran political figures with a history of dissent, peaceful dissent against the Assad family rule, which has dominated. Well, actually, Syrians have not known anything except Assad family rule for the last 5 decades. They did sect that has dominated the country for the last. 5 decades. So the first priority is to get rid of this Alawite rule, dominating a Sunni Muslim country, pillaging its resources. The Assad family has been pillaging the resources, dominating the economy, the public sector, the army, the security. So getting rid of the minority rule that has basically, in their view, destroyed Syria and led to the current war. Yeah, so this is the priority of the political opposition, who for the first time have been joined significantly by armed factions or armed rebel groups that are fighting Assad's forces and its militia allies from Iran and Lebanon and as far as Afghanistan on the ground. So this is the underlying cause of the Syrian revolt 5 years ago, and it continues to be the vision of the opposition to achieve a peaceful transition by which Syria would be democratic, and you would end this Alawite minority rule, which is backed by Iran and Russia.
Njihova izhodiščna pozicija na pogajanjih, po mnenju Owaisa, ne obeta dosti, saj so ujeti med interesi močnejših akterjev, predvsem ZDA in Rusije.
Opozicija se je znašla v nekakšnem primežu. Dobrih možnosti praktično nima. Če se odločijo iti v Ženevo, bodo podvrženim skupnim pritiskom ZDA in Rusije, ki sunitsko večino zapostavljajo v imenu boja proti terorističnim grupacijam. Prisiljeni bodo vsaj do neke mere kapitulirati pred ruskimi in iranskimi podporniki Asada. Ker Zahod prioritizira boj proti ISIS-u, daje na politični ravni prednost manjšinski koaliciji Alavitov, kristjanov ter drugih skupin, na Asada pa bolj kot ne pozabi. Če bo Zahod ustrajal s pritiskanjem na sunitsko prebivalstvo, češ naj v imenu stabilnosti kapitulirajo pred Asadom in Rusi, bo to vodilo zgolj v nadaljno radikalizacijo in če ne ravno v direktne oborožene konflikte, pa v indirektno vojno samomorilskih napadalcev, avtomobilskih bomb ter podobnih taktik, ki se zlahka razširijo na okoljske regije. Ameriška logika, po kateri pristaja na ruski fokus boja proti terorizmu, nikakor ne služi opozicijskim zahtevam po prekinitvi alavitske dominacije Sirije, kvečemu in nasprotuje.
Kritično se je opredelil tudi do zlorabe argumenta boja proti terorizmu strani Asada in njegovih zaveznikov.
As far as terrorism, I mean, if I was a Syrian looking at this from a Syrian point of view, Daesh is not really or ISIS or Islamic terrorism is not significant to me because I look at the whole scene and I see Assad killing hundreds of thousands of Sunni civilians, plus now the Russian carpet bombardment, which apparently have killed so far 1,000 civilians, mostly Sunnis, and compare it to the so-called terrorism of ISIS, and then you find ISIS has killed very few civilians compared to what Assad killed. So it's not really a terrible issue, not as bad. Of my mind and in looking, comparing between Assad and ISIS, ISIS becomes a pussycat. Assad becomes the serious mass murderer terrorist.
V spor so vpleteni tudi Kurdi, ki jih predstavlja mnogo skupin, največja med katerimi je PYD, sirska veja delavske stranke Kurdistana. Njihovo udeležbo na pogajanjih blokira predvsem Turčija, ki se boji morebitne ustanovitve kurdske države v Siriji, ter je že zagrozila z bojkotom pogajanj v primeru udeležbe predstavnikov PYD.
Well, the Kurdish population in Syria is not only represented by the PYD. PYD is the Syrian part of the PKK organization, which is active in Turkey and, you know, which has also had military conflicts with the Turkish regime and is also viewed as a terrorist organization. There have been peace talks between the Turkish regime and the PKK during the last 2 years, and those peace talks failed also because of the Syrian conflict, because the Turkish government saw that the PYD was gaining ground in Syria, and they are afraid that the Kurds might form a separate Kurdish state there and encourage Kurdish population in Turkey to join them. Of course, I don't think that it is very likely this will happen, but anyway, the Kurdish people in Syria, they are not only represented by PYD. There is a lot of opposition within the Kurdish population against the PYD, but the PYD is militarily the strongest force because they have trained fighters from PKK. So most of the fighters or most of the officers of the militia, the PYD trained militia, which is called IPG, they are Kurdish people from Turkey, from the PKK, and the PKK and the PYD, they have very good relations with the regime. So that doesn't mean that they want the regime to stay. I think they are playing on time. I think they are playing on. They are betting that the regime, in a certain point, they will have to leave, and then maybe they will be able to declare a separate state. But as long as the opposition doesn't also want the Kurdish regions to split away from Syria, they try to play with both. It's a very difficult, or it's a very, very complicated situation because You cannot deal with somebody who doesn't clearly speak out what he wants. Plus, the Kurdish forces have been the most reliable or successful forces in fighting ISIS.
Glede odnosa do Kurdov pa redko vidimo strinjanje Rusije in ZDA. Obe podpirata Kurde zaradi njihove uspešnosti v boju proti islamski državi.
Have the complicated situation that Russia is backing the PYD and wants them to be in the Geneva conference as well. Also, USA is backing the PYD or the PYD forces militarily because they need them in fighting ISIS. And the PYD is not clear in being with the opposition or being with Assad. Once they say, we are fine with Assad, because the opposition, they are all terrorists, and at this and the next day they say, yes, no, Assad has to go, we are opposition, but we are not with the other kind of opposition. So it's complicated.
OJD in PKK, delavska stranka Kurdistana, imata sicer dobre odnose s sirskim režimom. Vendar se vseeno zauzemajo za to, da se bo režim moral na neki točki spremeniti. Kurdska stališča so rahlo ambivalentna, dokler opozicija ne bo podprla odcepitve kurdske države od Sirije, bodo vzdrževali dobre odnose z obema stranema. V decembru se je formirala tudi nova skupina, Sirsko-demokratično zavezništvo, ki vključuje tako Arabce, Kurde, Turkmene in Kristjane. Mnenje poda Baker.
Backing by the population, it's just a game to show or to influence the international community to see PYD is a democratic force and Christians are with them. It's not all the Christians are with them. The Christians in Syria are as divided as all the population is about everything. They have people in the And they have people in the opposition, they have people with the regime, and they have people who just are not taking sides like everybody in Syria.
V času pisanja se pogajanja še niso začela. Kultivirala sta krivca Vitežnik in Vit.
Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije?
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počeje. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užgeje.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
Radio Talib 89.3 MHz.